Hello, I'm Phil and welcome back to the Sports Desk. I am sorry to report that Brian is not very well, so I will be covering the sport this week. First up, rugby. And Dudley King Swinford took a big step towards promotion with a thrilling success over rivals Bromsgrove. Dudley King Swinford bagged a 25-23 bonus point win at Heathbrook last Saturday to set up a barnstorming clash with Midlands One leaders Burton this weekend. Against the third place Boers, Sam Vaughan got the house off to a flying start when going over a key early advantage. Bromsgrove answered to go 15-5 ahead before Leek Greenwood and Chef Shillingford made sure matters were level at the break. Both sides swapped penalties before the visitors struck through Ed Spalding to move 5 points clear. However, DK kept the heat on heading into the final 15 minutes before Greenwood broke through once more. Vaughan, who had endured a difficult afternoon with the boot, wasn't to be denied when the kick came and made sure to bag the extras to edge his side to victory. Starbridge Lions narrowly missed out on a win at Derbyshire Club Melbourne after a controversial end to the game. The game was a story of recycled pressure by Melbourne against strong defence interspersed by swift and clinical attacks beat the Lions. The Lions broke out and Sam Wilson went over in the corner after 5 minutes for an unconverted try. On 12 minutes, Alex Jones was sin-binned for a high tackle, but the Lions fashioned another move from which Wilson scored again in the corner on 20 minutes and the conversion left the Lions with a healthy early lead. The rest of the half saw continuing pressure from Melbourne, with powerful drives by their forwards orchestrated by a fine performance from their scrum half. This eventually told with a try in the 34th minute, followed by a penalty goal near half-time, making the score 12-8 to the Lions at the break. The second half opened with a penalty goal from the home side. Soon after, a stolen line out on halfway progressed through several pair of hands for a Lions break to put Alex Jones in down the right. A fine conversion from Wilson added the extras. The key moment came with 10 minutes left following a period of sustained Melbourne pressure on the Lions 22, which eventually produced a try under the posts. The Lions were left fuming after the score was awarded despite what the visitors say was a clear knock-on by a Melbourne forward during the scoring move. The game then flowed from end to end. After the Lions attacked, the home side drove upfield and the Starbridge team were penalised in front of their posts 20 metres out. The kick was converted to make the final score 21-19, leaving the Lions feeling robbed by the referee. The Lions will hope for better fortune when they entertain Moseley Oak next weekend. Next we have Cyclocross. Hales Owen rider Simon Willey really showed his cycling pedigree at last weekend's National Cyclocross Under 16 Championships held in Hetton near Sunderland. Throughout the year, Wiley has been getting closer to podium finishes in national events with a fine third place the week before. However, he saved his best for the big one in a pulsating race in the National Championships. The course was a really grueling one with muddy descents, lots of deep ruts and a long, slippery climb designed to take the energy out of every rider. Wiley got off to a good start holding third position before a collision pushed him back into seventh. Undeterred, he fought his way back up through the field and at the start of the fourth and final lap was 11 seconds off first place. The gap was reduced to about 7 seconds and then closed on the climb. Going through the back markers, he briefly took the lead before dropping back to second, but four corners from the end, the leader made a small mistake, which was the only encouragement needed, with the Hales rider attacking and going flat out to the line to win by just 3 seconds and take the coveted champion's jersey. Wiley's result capped a fine weekend for Hales Owen ANCC, with Alex Barker, age 13, securing third place in the under-14 race. Nationally ranked 10th, and therefore starting in the second row of a field of 66 riders, he suffered a poor start, relegating him to 20th as the race left the tarmac onto the mud. His strength and skill saw him reclaim 14 places on the first muddy climb to appear out of the technical section and pass the pits in sixth place. At the start of the second lap, he attacked the pack with two other riders that subsequently battled through the race, with Barker taking a fine podium finish. Ex-Hales Owen rider Beth Crumpton also took on an impressive third place in the Women's Championship, edging out her West Midlands compatriot Hannah Paynton in the final lap and adding to her first national series won the week before. In soccer, Glasboys boss Gary Hackett says his side can overcome big spending Billericay Town when the sides meet in the FA Trophy. Starbridge travel to the Bostic Premier Division promotion hopefuls this Saturday, where they could come up against a host of former Premier League players. Former Stoke winger Jermaine Pennant and ex-Wolves players Jamie O'Hara and Kevin Foley are among the Billericay ranks after millionaire owner and manager Glenn Tamplin splashed the cash. Town sit second in their league, the same level as Stour, but remain favourites promotion after losing just one game so far this season. The boss at the War Memorial Ground has bolstered his options with the capture of Richard Batchelor from Evo Stick Premier rivals Stafford Rangers. Batchelor, 29, is a competitive midfielder who has mostly played centrally but has also filled in out wide and up front in the past. He won't be able to feature against Billericay, though, due to being cup tied, which is also the case for recent arrival Cayman Anderson. However, Starbridge are hoping to have midfielder Aaron Ford and forwards Kyle Perry and Brandon Haig available for the weekend. That's all for the sport this week. Brian should hopefully be back next week to take back his seat at the sports desk. So it's goodbye from Phil.